Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, Paul says to the people of Athens in Acts 17:30, he says, God is now declaring to men that all everywhere should repent. All everywhere should repent. All everywhere. Well, I don't know how you take that, but you are included in the all, and this place is included in the everywhere. All everywhere, you here, God is calling you to repent. So all of those passages make that perfectly clear, but the question is, what does it mean? What does repentance mean? Well, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. Because in the minds of a lot of people, there's some confusion about that. Repenting does not mean apologizing. Repenting does not mean saying you're sorry. Repenting does not mean you're asking for forgiveness. Repenting does not mean that you are feeling bad about the things that you've done in your life. Repenting does not mean that you're confessing your sins. When you repent, all of those things are kind of involved, but that's not what repenting is. And you may be a little confused at this point. You may think, well, I thought that's what repenting was. Feeling bad about what you've done and asking for forgiveness and saying you're sorry. That's repenting, right? Well, not really. And to illustrate my point, about doing something that's bad, and what you might do in that circumstance. Let's use a simple illustration. Let's say you track in mud on the clean carpet. And that's something you shouldn't do, and it's not nice, kind of rude, whether it's your own home and someone else has to clean that up, or certainly if it's somebody else's home, you walk into their home and you got mud on your shoes and you just track that mud in there. And naturally, you're going to apologize and you're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, and please forgive me, and I feel bad about that. But then you just keep walking. You just keep going. Yeah. And you come back the next day and you do the same thing again. You track mud in the house and you say, oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad about that. I genuinely do feel bad that I did that. And I wish you would forgive me. And you come back the next day and you track the mud in again and you say, oh, man, I feel bad about that. I wish I hadn't done that, but I did do that. I'm sorry. I apologize. You see, the problem with all in that ridiculous scenario, and yet one that is all too real in the way that many people live their lives, is that's not repentance, because repentance means changing. You see, a person who is truly repenting would stop, take their shoes off, walk outside, leave their shoes outside, and the next time that happened, they would approach the door and they would either take off their shoes or they would wipe their shoes, but they wouldn't keep doing that. So repentance is not saying you're sorry. Repentance is even feeling bad. Repentance is changing. That's the point. Repentance is change. That's the underlying meaning of the word in the original language, and that's what it means when the Bible uses the word. It means to change your thinking. Now, of course, when you change your thinking, there's some regret and there's remorse and there's guilt, and that's part of changing your thinking. But it also means to change your intentions. It's to feel bad and to feel guilty to such a degree that you say to yourself, I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm not. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then you change your behavior. You don't do it anymore. Obviously, I'm not talking about immediate and perfect change, because none of us are capable of that. And God knows it quite well. And yet, a true and honest intention and a true and honest effort to change. That's repentance. And in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, in order to receive forgiveness of our sins, we have to do that. And if we're unwilling to do that, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. That's the first principle of repentance. Here's a Webster's Dictionary definition of repentance. And usually when it comes to Bible words, a dictionary is not really particularly helpful, because in the culture and language in which the Bible was written, very often words don't mean exactly the same thing that they do in English, even though we translate them into English. But Webster says, to wish one had done something, to wish one had not done something. Repent means to wish one had not done something. That's okay. To feel remorse or regret, that's okay. But this last part is really the money part of the definition. To regret and change from evil ways. That's the point. Because everybody feels bad on occasion. You know, even hardened criminals sometimes, occasionally, feel a little twinge of guilt. And certainly, everybody says, I'm sorry. Everybody says, I apologize. Everybody says, forgive me. Believe you me, those hardened criminals, oh, they're so sorry. Oh, I'll, you know, before the parole board, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, and I'll never do that again. That's not repentance, unless you really mean it. And if you really mean it, it's a change. It's a change in your thinking. The thing. To turn away from evil, that's kind of the way the Bible gives definition to repentance. But to turn away from evil is a deliberative action. If you're going in the wrong direction and you know you're going in the wrong direction and you don't want to go in the wrong direction, then what do? You stop and you turn around and you change the direction you're going in. That's what the Bible means when it says repent, to turn away from evil. Ezekiel 14:26. Thus says the Lord God, repent and turn away from your idols and turn your faces away from all your abominations. Now, that implies and includes